The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to top people and ideas. Presented by U Mobile.
Fernleaf, Anmum, and Aniline are brands which most of us are familiar with. But what many of us don't know is that their parent company, Fronterra, is the world's largest exporter and processor of dairy products. Good morning, I'm Brian Fernandez, and with me on The Breakfast Grill is Jose Miguel Perez Lando, Managing Director of Fronterra Brands in Malaysia, Singapore and Brunei. Jose is here to tell us about the business and how they are evolving in the changing landscape of growing consumption of dairy products, but also growing competition for the share of consumers' wallets. Welcome back to The Breakfast Grill, Jose.
Thank you for having me, Brian. It's a pleasure to be you here again.
Now, for the benefit of our listeners, give us a quick snapshot of your business, both on the consumer side and on the business-to-business food product side.
Sure. So Fronterra, it's a company that is cooperatively owned. It means that 10,000 families that are dairy farmers in New Zealand own the company. And the company takes and collects all of this milk, about 23 billion liters of milk, and exports it all over the world through ingredients, through a food service channel, and through our own brands. And we reach well over a billion consumers every year around the world.
Tell us a bit about your food services business. That's a dimension that most listeners won't be familiar with.
Correct. So we just recently hit a milestone around our Anchor Food Professionals business, exceeding $2 billion New Zealand in sales. So that's roughly a little over 6 billion Malaysian ringgit in sales all over the world. And we provide specialized products for chefs and restaurant owners and bakery owners all over the world. This is the best cream, the best cheese, the best butter that consumers enjoy when they go and eat a pizza or they eat a pasta. So a couple of examples is more than 50% of the pizzas in China include our cheese. More of the 60% of the pasta dishes that include cream here in Malaysia will include our Anchor Food Professionals cream. When you are ordering a pizza, whether it's from Domino's, Pizza Hut, the cheese will be from Fronterra. So it's a really fundamental part of our business, but normally consumers just relate to the master brand that is buying the products from Fronterra.
And it's about 40% of your overall business, am I correct?
From the global consumer and food service business, it is correct. From a total Fronterra perspective in terms of volume, the largest part is still our ingredients business. So this is raw ingredients like milk powder, butter, that we sell to household name brands like Coca-Cola, Nestle, Kraft, and other leading brands all over the world.
In terms of market share, you are number one and number two in most of your product categories. Who are your main competitors?
So when we look here in Malaysia, you're correct. We are number one or number two in across our brands. And those vary by category by category. One of the uniqueness of Fronterra is that we truly participate across the entire range of categories, and that puts us apart from the competitors. When you look at the range of brands we have in Fernleaf, we are the number one brand for full cream milk powder. And there are a number of other imported brands that are available for consumers. When we look at adult nutrition, Anlin has been a household name in Malaysia, where Anlin was born, and continues to be the number one player in maternal nutrition. Anmum, again, was born here in Malaysia and continues to enjoy number one position. In each of these areas, there are different competitors that are trying to present solutions for Malaysian consumers, but today Malaysian consumers trust our brands ahead of all of the others.
So you say Malaysian consumers trust your brand. What is your value proposition?
It's threefold. So one of the things that unifies all of our brands is the source of the milk coming from New Zealand. Malaysian consumers are very knowledgeable about the origin of New Zealand milk being a pasture base with happy cows, with no antibiotics, with no genetically modified organisms, eating only grass and being outside grazing on an average one or two cows per hectare. That improves the quality and the composition of the milk. The second value proposition that we offer is that we convert that milk into brands and that are really apart from what exists in Malaysian marketplace. Again, if we look at the Anmum, we are the only and the brand in Malaysia that offers milk for growing up children that has no added sugars. All of the other brands in the marketplace include sugar in their formulation. And that sets us apart from the origin of the milk, from the nutrition that we provide. And the third one is the affordability. We know that Malaysian families are looking for value for money. And consistently, we're trying to drive efficiencies internally through our operation, through our business, to make sure that we bring our brands in the most affordable way to consumers.
Trust is a very big issue. And in fact, in your company statements, you've said that we take great pride in providing a gold standard of quality dairy products. And that is why we are involved in every stage of the supply chain from cow to consumer. However, you've had scandals over the years. The last time you were on the grill in 2015, you were questioned about the botulism scare in 2013. Last year, you had another scare with your Chinese partner being made. Tell us about this and why has this happened again to your company?
So it's important to understand what you're calling scares. So the botulism scare is that we had a false positive that was suggesting one product may not be suitable for consumption. There was never a consumer complaint. There was never a consumer put at risk. Notwithstanding that, because we want to remain the most trusted source of dairy nutrition, we advise the buyers of that ingredient that they should undertake a preventive recall to make sure that no one was put at harm. Later tests were proven that 100% of the milk that was available to consumers was 100% safe. I think brands and companies that are willing to take preemptive steps to protect consumers stand up in earning trust, as opposed to brands that wait until consumers get sick to take action or to be imposed by government to take action. So that proactive approach that Fonterra has taken really sets us apart. And regulators all over the world, consumers all over the world, and our customers all over the world really value that from Fonterra.
So you are a cooperative and you're owned by the farmers of New Zealand, essentially. Walk us through some of the benefits and challenges of that ownership structure.
So farmers, most of them have a very long planning horizon. A lot of them inherited the farm from their parents, who inherited the farm from their grandparents. And they are planning to inherit their own farm to their kids. So they are looking at the business from a very long-term perspective. They're not just looking at what's the next outlook in the next quarterly earnings. That allows us to have a very different perspective in managing our business, because we are looking with 50 years out, 100 years out, how do we sustain ourselves in a leadership position? And that allows us to make decisions that other brands are not perhaps able to do. And that is like when we see in Malaysia, one of the biggest crises that we are facing, and the Ministry of Health is actively driving awareness of that, is non-communicable diseases. We've got type 2 diabetes of around 18% prevalence. That's double the world average. That is really inexcusable.
Unfortunately, that's all our good, sweet Malaysian food.
Correct. We love sweetness and we love sugar in Malaysia, but that can create serious health concerns. So how do we are able to tackle that? By driving removal of sugar from all of our brands. We did that with Anmum Essential. This month, we're launching a new Anmum Materna for pregnant moms, the first and only one with no added sugar formulation. Last May, we brought Anlin Heart Plus that also removed sugar from its formulation. So consistently, we've been driving a portfolio reduction of sugar. And as a result of that, we've received the endorsement of the Healthier Choice logo by the Ministry of Health across most of our brands today. And we continue to work to make sure that we have that consistently across the entire board. By being able to look beyond the next quarter, we are able to make choices that other brands are not being able to make and really lead in that respect in the marketplace.
So what's the downside then of being owned by a cooperative?
The downside is nothing. It is really the best of the scenario. We have 10,000 farmers. We can walk with them the strategy of the company. They are really involved in the company. They have a long-term perspective. 95% of their assets, personal assets, are tied up into the business, within being the farm and the company. So they have a set of values that they really embrace, which is always doing what's right, always challenging boundaries, always making it happen, always trying to work in as one unit, as a cooperative spirit. And the challenge is we need to recruit people that mirror those values very strongly. Because any deviation between implementation in the business from the values of the corporate of the co-op can lead to serious breaches of issue.
Let's move on to mergers and acquisitions. Frontera has been very active in the M&A space. In March 2015, you acquired 18.8% of Being Made in China. What's the strategy behind that acquisition and how has it worked out so far for Frontera?
So Being Made is a leading player in the pediatric segment within China. And it is one of our strategic markets for Frontera being in China. So a partnership with them made sense to accelerate the growth that we're seeing year on year in China. If we just look at China last financial year, we were growing at a rate of well over 40% in volume. And Being Made plays a role in enabling that growth, in allowing us to reach a broader penetration within the Chinese marketplace.
There is also a parallel market for Chinese consumers to ship New Zealand milk and Australian milk, for example, or milk products and brands from the home market. So basically, I think they call it the Gaigu market or something like that, where they send that back. How does that impact your business?
Again, we do not specifically look at that as a channel of sales, but we are aware that certain supermarkets, whether it's in New Zealand or otherwise, impose a limit that when you're buying milk powder, you cannot buy more than a carton, precisely to limit some of those behaviors. That the main downside is they put out-of-stock products for the local consumers, where they are in New Zealand, Australia, or elsewhere. But you're right, consumers all over the world are looking for convenience and for trust. And as a result of that, a new channel that we are seeing growth in China and here in Malaysia as well is the direct-to-consumer. So consumers are wanting to buy direct from the brand owner or the manufacturer through e-commerce or through other mechanisms to allow them to eliminate the risk of potential tampering in the retail. Again, in some markets like China, that's important. In Malaysia, that's not as important.
I'm Brian Fernandez, and I'm speaking to Jose Miguel Perez Lando, Managing Director of Frontera Brands, Malaysia, Singapore, and Brunei. In just a bit, I will ask Jose about Frontera's business in Malaysia, its expansion plans in the region, and how retail technology and e-commerce are changing the landscape dramatically. Stay with us on BFM 89.9.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U-Mobile.
On the Breakfast Grill this morning, we are with Jose Miguel Perez Lando, Managing Director of Frontera Brands, Malaysia, Singapore and Brunei. Jose, give us a rundown on your key Asian markets and your expansion strategy.
So Frontera has identified globally 8 strategic or priority markets that are a little bit different from the rest of the world, that because of the uniqueness, we want to continue to drive special focus and attention to grow in those places. Within these 8 strategic markets, we've got places like Malaysia, we've got places like Indonesia, like China, like Sri Lanka, like New Zealand, Australia, Brazil, Chile. And in that sense, these markets can offer something unique to Frontera. In Malaysia, the strength that we have is that Malaysia plays a very central role for Frontera in a number of ways. The first one is very simple. From the strategic location of Malaysia, 1 in 2 containers that leave from the port in New Zealand stop in a port in Malaysia before they reach their final destination. So that's roughly 11 billion liters of milk that stop in its way from New Zealand to the world in Malaysia. The second interesting component is that despite Malaysia not producing enough milk, only about 5% of the milk that is consumed in Malaysia comes from Malaysia, we are one of the largest exporters of dairy in the world. So well over 1 billion liters of milk come into the country, are reprocessed, are added value, and then get exported to the world. And that is something that adds a lot of value to Malaysia, but also adds value to Fonterra. And the rationale for doing that is, again, one, the strategic location that Malaysia has, the strong credibility on halal that Malaysia has. So a lot of the markets that we export to require strict halal conditions. And the third one is the very strong trade relationship that Malaysia has been able to build throughout the region and beyond.
So it's interesting. So we are the 10th largest exporter of dairy products in the world, yet we produce so little of our own consumption. What can the government do to increase the opportunities within this industry?
Again, what the government is really focused is how do we drive affordability to Malaysian households in a moment that Malaysian households are really looking. And then there are different segments that require different products. But given the weather conditions that exist in Malaysia and the lack of natural feed availability in the country, the cost of producing milk in Malaysia at the reasonable quality that consumers would expect is extremely expensive, much more so than producing milk in New Zealand, which is the most cost-effective place to manufacture milk in the world, and bring it here. So Malaysia has made the rightful decision many years ago to look at what is the competitive advantage of the country. And the better use of the resources are not on manufacturing expensive milk in the market, but focusing on other areas where we have a competitive advantage, like oil, gas, palm products, and the like, and to serve the domestic consumer needs through the import of dairy ingredients, and more importantly, create an export industry of dairy products to the rest of the world that adds value through local job creation, increased taxes, and better commercial links across the region.
Jose, you talked about creating jobs in the region. Do you do any sort of R&D or innovation in any countries in the region, particularly in Malaysia?
So yes, Malaysia plays a central role in terms of our development of new products. And as I mentioned, Anlin is a brand that was born here in Malaysia. And from here, it now has become a household brand across Asia. Anmum was a brand that was born here in Malaysia, and then it became a household brand all over Asia, China, and New Zealand as well. We recently are entering into new markets in Africa, and those formulations come from our development center here in Kuala Lumpur. So here we have a unique knowledge in product development that sets us apart in the region. And this is really the only place that we have that capability in Southeast Asia.
Let's move on to a little bit about your financials. 2017, your revenues are 19.2 billion. Profit after tax is 745 million. It's down 11%. Your gross margins are down from 17% from 21.1%. What's the reason for your margin compression?
So if we look at the economics from a farm perspective, again, we sold about 23 billion liters of milk. And you're right, generating about 19 billion in revenue and about 1.1 billion in earnings before interest and tax. And there are a number of drivers of what happens. The main one is what's happening from a volume perspective, what's happening from a cost of goods perspective, what's happening from a revenue perspective, and then from an efficiency perspective. What we see is that from a revenue perspective, we continue to see a shift from core commodities like just bulk butter or bulk cheese or bulk milk powder. More of our milk goes into higher value ingredients like our brand Anlin, Anmum, or our Anchor Food Professionals food service business.
But shouldn't that then increase your margins if they're going into higher value products?
Absolutely, it does. And when we look at the rentability of our milk, the key metric we track is profit per kilogram of milk solids. And last year, we did about 40 cents of profit per kilogram of milk solids, which is exactly the same we did a year ago, 1 year before. So when we see year on year, the profit per kilogram of milk solids is flat at around 40 cents per kilogram of milk solids, but the cost of milk increased from $3.90 to $6.12.
So we saw a huge cost of goods sold increase.
On cost of goods sold. If you look at the last 12 months, international prices of butter have increased more than 100%. International prices of whole milk powder have increased more than 40%. international prices of cheddar cheese have increased more than 40%. So we are seeing a tendency where dairy is becoming substantially more attractive. We've seen the demand grow up quite a bit. And we're also seeing some contraction in the supply of dairy. That imbalance is what's generating a cost pressure in terms of the value of dairy all over the world.
Moving on to distribution and marketing, e-commerce and retail technology are really transforming your business. Now, e-commerce has taken off in a very big way in the region. How have the likes of Lazada and Amazon influenced your marketing and distribution strategies?
So you're right, e-commerce is something that continues to grow every day and it plays an important role. Some markets, it's much more developed than others. China would be probably anywhere in the world is the more advanced in terms of e-commerce, where from a food perspective, more than 10% of transactions can happen now within an e-commerce platform. In Malaysia, we are still in a place where food sales are less than 1% within e-commerce. So the need for e-commerce from a food perspective has not yet been as developed, but we are seeing important growth. And as such, we continue to invest with partners like the ones you mentioned, Lazada, 11th Street, Amazon, looking at how do we build a better way to reach consumers more efficiently. But today, the core of the business remains in supporting the retail growth. That will continue to change over the next few years.
And you talked about retail growth. There's a lot of innovation happening in retail technology, not only consumer-facing, but also at the back end. Share with us how that is impacting your business and what tools you are using to get a competitive edge.
Sure. So again, and I know with a number of our customers, we managed to have full integration in understanding what is the stock weight in the shop, what is the inventory they have in the back of the shop. And we can track that on a daily basis to optimize our supply chain, to reduce the inventory levels they need to carry, to ensure fresher product is available to consumers, and overall reduce the cost, which brings affordability to the end consumer. So all of that integration is possible in a large sense because of the advanced analytics that are being developed. And that is being used not only from a retail perspective, that's also used for optimizing shipments of containers and loads. It's also optimized to manage the cost of how do we run a farm in New Zealand. So we're seeing that advanced analytics is playing an important role in driving cost reduction and efficiencies across the entire supply chain. We're seeing growth of business models like Grab or Uber, but for optimizing delivery trucks, whether it's to retail or from our warehouse to our distributors. All of those changes definitely improve the way that we operate and bring efficiencies that allow our consumers to have fresher product that is more affordable.
Jose, it was a pleasure having you on The Breakfast Grill. That was Jose Miguel Porras Lando, Managing Director of Frontera Brands Malaysia, Singapore and Brunei. And you've been listening to BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
That episode of BFM Breakfast Grill was brought to you by U-Mobile, where data hearts you.